Hi, it's Dr. Joe Markovich, the anti-aging doctor. I want to hear, there's been some articles on the news about paralyzed football players, and I'm just going to tell you how to avoid that, how to protect yourself from getting paralyzed in football. The key to football, and mostly it's on defense when the paralysis comes, because these people try to tackle and they put their head down. You cannot put your head down if you're going to play defense. Your head must stay up and your face must be facing the opponent, the person who needs to be tackled, the ball carrier, or if you're blocking, you must keep your head up. One way that you have to do that is you constantly do neck bridges, constantly making your neck stronger. Your neck has to be almost the strongest muscle in your body to where someone could like lay on it and do it. That's why wrestlers make such good football players on defense, because they have the strongest necks. They're always holding their necks up. You have to do lots of neck bridges, and you have to constantly be training to keep that neck bold. Also, on your shoulder pads, you have to have attached a cervical collar. A collar that supports your neck. I would recommend a round one. The square ones aren't as good. They're not safe. Cowboy collars are good, but most players won't use them or can't use them. Linebackers can use them because it's a little easier for them to move their head around. It restricts you a little bit to have this collar in, but it's going to save your neck. You need to have it. A 2 to 4 inch neck or 2 to 4 inch diameter collar is the best. It gets attached right to your shoulder pads with strings, and you should have that at all times when you're playing football. If you're playing rugby, you cannot put your head down. You cannot put your head down in any kind of sport. Hockey, rugby, football, lacrosse, any of those, you need to have your head back. Football is the only one where you're going to be able to really have a good cervical collar. They probably should start them in hockey soon, because the neck gets whipped back so much from getting hit from behind. I recommend them. And we're going to try to come up with more things in the future to help people to avoid these injuries, because most of these injuries are just avoidable by getting the strong neck. And you have to have a very strong neck to play defense. And if you're not big enough to play, a defensive tackle can be 250 pounds. That's not super big, but it's not super small. Somebody who's 250 could have a strong enough neck to hold somebody who's 350 up. But if you're 220 pounds, you better have a super strong neck to hold up a 350-pound guy. So your neck can get pushed down and you can get hurt. So I don't recommend that unless you're doing a lot of stunts, blitzing, and you're mostly in motion and not just taking good hits under the head. But these people put their heads down, and that's how they're going to get paralyzed. I'm sorry, that's the hard truth of it. You cannot put your head down if you're going to play defense in football. Use those collars. It's Dr. Joe, the anti-aging doctor.